The putback from Seaman gives him 10 points. Harbor Beach has 12. Ubley has 9. 4 seconds left in the first. Jeff Wright for 3. This one's short, and that is how the first quarter is going to end. Harbor Beach 12, Ubley 9 after the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
Tune to WLEW Sport.
Future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
Within one, Aaron Ginther in transition goes right into the lane, in between two ugly defenders, and gets fouled on the way up, and the shot rolls right in. A whole bunch of three-point plays tonight so far, John, in this one.
It's unbelievable. I don't know who the pass whistle is going to favor, if anyone.
That's a very good question. Aaron Ginther now has 4 points. Kirk Jaboski checks in for Ugly and replaces Gabe Messing, who just picked up his third foul. His third foul at the 7:08 mark in the second quarter. That's the 7th team foul against Ubley. Free throw from Aaron Ginther, no good. Andrew Seaman rips down the rebound, puts up the putback. This one's no good. And Callum Cook gets it. He checks up the shot, hits nothing. Seaman again with the rebound and putback, and this one's good. Andrew Seaman with 12 points of how reaches 16, gives him the largest lead at 5. Loose ball on the left wing after a little bit of miscommunication on the pass as Eli Kraft pushed out of bounds. It's going to be ugly ball on the side of the left side of your radio. Not much consistency here, John, so far in this game as we have a timeout called by Ubley. Brian Brown will be listed into that huddle as we're going to sit. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stick with you here. 6:46 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach leads by 5, 16-11.
Ubley's they're scrapping tonight, and like we said, this is a backyard brawl. These two teams know each other, and Ubley's just not backing down. The only thing that is going against Ubley right now is that they have one their two players that Gabe Messing with 3 fouls. Other than that, they're doing pretty well.
Not bad, 7-5 fouls. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out in the Ubley huddle?
Ubley's talking offensively. They just need to slow down. Times on that last possession, they get a little too helter-skelter, so then they get out of control, and they need to set up their offense and really just take their time and work the ball.
Thank you, Ryan, for that insight. He is going huddle to huddle tonight as Harborbeach leads 16-11 with 6:46 left in the second. Nick Sweeney brings it in for Ubley, top of the key in the half court set, being guarded and a man-to-man for Harborbeach against Aaron Ginther. Ginther gets a loose ball against Sweeney and comes up with it. Here comes Harborbeach in transition, wide open. Callum Cook for the layup, but this one's good. Callum Cook with his first 2 points in the ninth gives a 7-point lead to the Pirates. Here comes Nick Sweeney driving right into the lane with the runner. This one's good. A beautiful, nearly out of control, but under control. Nick Sweeney chucks one in from nearly falling out of bounds. It's now 18-13. Ubley trails by five.
Nick Sweeney says, if you can do it, I can do it too.
As the pass in Oswald at the high post goes errant, Ubley scoops it up. And here comes Sweeney and the Bearcats. He pulls up for the three, top of the key. This one's no good. Rebound Sweeney, or excuse me, Seaman. And we have a foul as Seaman was hit mid-air. So we walk the length of the court, and as the foul's against number 34, Tyler Brandle, his second, and Ubley's eighth. So we have a one-and-one situation for Andrew Seaman. He seemed a little bit of out of breath after that shot. Seaman of the Pirates lead by five. Check that. Make that six after the first free throw is good. Out there for the Pirates, Colin Cook, Brandon Oswald, Andrew Seaman, Eli Kraft, and Aaron Ginther. And the second free throw is up and good as well. And we have a substitution for Ubley, number 22, Damien Irving, replaces Brandle.
Harbor Beach is employing a full court press.
As Jeff Wright against Eli Kraft bringing it up here. Over to Nick Sweeney, breaks the press. Ball screen set by Morrell. Sweeney picks up his dribble at the right wing. Now to Irving, trying to feed it at the post. Gets Jeff Wright in between the posts. Turnaround jump shot is good. Jeff Wright with his first 2 points of the night brings Ubley back within five, 20-15 with 5.5 to play in the first half. Aaron Ginther left wing. Not much movement here for Harborbeach on their offense. Ginther down to the baseline for the jump shot. This one rims in and out. Rebound by Sweeney. Here come the Bearcats. Sweeney, top of the key, being guarded by Oswald, drives down the lane with the runner. This one's off the mark. Rebound Morrell. Gets the put back. This one's in and out. Rebound Brandon Oswald. Out to Aaron Ginther. It's a 3-on-2. Eli Kraft now. And he traveled with it. Disco move for the Pirates. Gives the ball back to the Bearcats, 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side of your radio.
I'm shaking my head on that one, Clark. I didn't think he took one step, let alone three or four.
Well, it is what it is, and Ubley gets the ball back right in front of their own bench, in fact, at about 60 feet. Kowalski into Sweeney, full court press still for the Pirates, and Sweeney blows right by Kraft, right down to the lane for the layup. This one, no, and a rebound Seaman into Kraft's hand. 4:50 left in the second. 20-15, Harborbeach by five. Ginther goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. The tweener on the baseline from the right side and in and out, so he heads the line for two shots. He's missed his first free throw tonight, trying to complete a three-point play. He has 4 points only, and the foul is against number 24, Jeff Wright, his first for Ubley, as the first free throw is good for Ginther. That's the 19th foul for Ubley in this first half, and we still have 4:51 left in the first half. Ginther's second free throw up and good as well. He has 6 points and a 7-point lead for the Pirates. Jeff Wright bringing up the ball for the Bearcats. Going against Eli Kraft, now to Nick Sweeney, across the timeline. He has speed and legs, tries to get the inbound pass into the paint to Morrell that goes out of bounds. Ubley ball underneath their own hoop.
I think Coach Pickle, sideline reporter, Danny Brown, he said that, Ryan Brown, he said that he wants that thing slowed down. He wants a sure shot.
And Morrell takes the jump shot inside the lane. No good. Rebound, Harborbeach. Aaron Ginther over to Eli Kraft, right wing for three. No. Rebound, Callum Cook. Gets it, feeds it into Oswald. Opposite block goes up for the shot, and he is fouled on the way up. So he'll be hanging the line for two. And Ubley just brought in their 10th team foul, driving halfway through the second quarter. Two shots coming up for Brandon Oswald, player who really doesn't have much experience in the free throw line. It's the second foul against Jeff Wright. First one is good. Brandon Oswald, 1 point on the night. It was an 8-point lead for the Pirates.
Beautiful rotation on that one, Clark.